Moving along through the legislative session this week, Senator, with the committee assignments have now been announced for senators.
Yes, and I'm very excited. I was blessed to get on some great committees. I am actually going to be vice chair of general laws, which was a great surprise to me. That committee is going to have some of the Medicaid reforms go through it. Certainly, labor reforms will go through that committee as well. And I think that's going to be a really great learning ground for the Senate. And I'm honored to be chosen as vice chair in my freshman year, so that's really super cool, and I'm going to work really hard on that. Also was put on senior family, veterans, and military affairs, and that is a committee that a lot of the things go through when it comes to custody, like my grandparents' rights a few years ago that I worked on with regard to the opioid epidemic. That went through that committee over here in the Senate, and so, you know, reforming some of our adoption laws, reforming some of our programs within the state goes through that committee. And so it's an incredibly important one, and I'm honored to be able to serve on that. Health and pensions also, you know, and several of my bills go through health and pensions. And so with regard, again, to the opioid epidemic, so that'll be really good to sit on that committee. And that's going to be hearing several of the bills that I have filed. And then I've also been put on judiciary. And so that's going to be a great learning experience also. Not a committee that I've sat on before. I mean, nothing similar to it in the House that I've sat on before. So going to be very interesting. And then also put on government accountability and fiscal oversight, which definitely my wheelhouse. I think that our tax dollars should be spent incredibly wisely, as if they are our money, which they are. But as a legislator, I think making certain that our constituents' tax dollars are well spent and making sure that we have accountability in our government is incredibly important. I work really hard with the departments, and I'm quick to give them praise where praise is due, but I'm quick to get problems fixed when they're slow to act or slow to help a constituent or have reoccurring issues. Certainly, the one that gives them a call in and I don't let up until it gets fixed, because that's what my constituents deserve. And so it's going to be interesting being on that committee as well.
On the lines of working with constituents, you're settling into a new role here in the Missouri Senate, and obviously these districts are bigger than what the House districts. So in this case, you're meeting with all of the different representatives now who have their districts within your senatorial district.
Right. So we have, before I had Scott in Mississippi counties. So now as senator, I have multiple counties, six counties. And with that comes nine legislators that their House districts are within 27th district. And so what I've done, Darris and I have done, my chief of staff, is we have put together where we're going to do an informal breakfast in my office every other week. That way state representatives can come in, visit, we can all visit, we can all hear about what we're doing, because, you know, Southeast Missouri is Southeast Missouri, and we want to see economic growth. We want to help our SEMO residents, and we are all going for the same goal. So I want to be sure we're all on the same page, pulling together and helping each other. And I think the best way to do that is to touch base with each other regularly. And so as the senator, I think that's my responsibility to pull that together and make that happen.